Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day on this Memorial Day, my 13th consecutive Memorial Day to celebrate with you. And I use the word celebrate. I've chosen to say that. I've chosen to say happy Memorial Day. And I'll tell you why in just a second. I want to tell you about my website first, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Gene Greisman is our guest. Dr. Gene Greisman's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us now for over 12 years. And that makes him an original member. He's one of the great voices, ladies and gentlemen, on the radio, on television. He's had a career in both. He is the author of a number of books, including my favorite, The Words Lincoln Lived By, and his new book, newest book, is called Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, and he's our good friend. Gene, welcome back to the show.
It's wonderful, and I congratulate you on this year, and I was just thinking, as you were saying, 13, I've been with you 12 of those. Seems like yesterday when I was on that first show.
I know. It's time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, Gene?
Yes, that's right.
Gene, thank you for bringing President Lincoln to us in the last segment.
I'm glad to do it, and I will tell you, when I was doing it as Lincoln, I had a special sense of how he had to feel that day. I was in Gettysburg in 1863, feeling and looking out over the crowd, and remembering again what he meant by those words.
And you know, when I. Earlier in the hour, I talked to Ken Davis, and I said Happy Memorial Day, and he kind of said, he and I were talking about, you know, should this be a happy day? But I said that what else, what other legacy would be better, more fitting for those who paid the ultimate price than for you and I to be happy? I mean, isn't that what their goal was? And when they set out to defend their nation was so that those who they left behind could be happy?
I agree. That when I was Lincoln a few minutes ago and came to the words, there were three that stood out in the Gettysburg Address, and I thought this would be the title of a book. Here Lincoln said this: "It is for us the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work mm-hmm. which they who fought here
yep.
have thus far so nobly advanced." Now, what he meant specifically, the unfinished work, was to finish the war.
Right.
But I'm wondering if that's the unfinished work of our nation, that he understood that this nation, with its flaws and its problems, was a work in progress, of something to be perfected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we should be about.
He called it, in those days, he called this thing we call America an experiment, even in those days.
Exactly, an experiment. And in many ways, you see, he doesn't even begin by saying that we've achieved it. He calls it a nation dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this is a great idea, a proposition.
That was part of his work in progress
language, wasn't it? That's right, that we are moving toward it.
Yeah.
And we've made great strides.
Well, I think, and I used the word celebrate earlier, I think it's okay to celebrate today as long as we stop for at least a moment and look around us and recognize that we're standing on someone else's broad shoulders.
Yes, indeed.
And they're the people whose lives we celebrate today, that we commemorate today, who paid that ultimate price. And Gene, there are courageous men and women in harm's way, even as we speak, on at least two fronts.
Yeah.
Who at this very moment are either under fire or potentially under fire.
Yes.
And we should never, ever forget that. As we enjoy our peaceful picnics today, we should never forget that we stand on their shoulders too, Gene.
Just talking about the current and the two wars, the Iraq and in Afghanistan that is still underway. I'm old enough to remember the Vietnam conflict.
Me too.
And how that tore our nation apart. And I am very pleased that in these two conflicts, though Americans have been sharply divided in these conflicts over whether we should be there and how long and whatever, mm-hmm. we've been able as a nation this time to make the distinction between the political objective and the men and women who are actually carrying the brunt of executing the orders that is
right.
given to them.
Yep.
And I have not seen any real disparaging of
to the contrary to the contrary, Gene. Have you been on an airplane when a pilot announced that there was someone returning and the airplane, the entire passenger list breaks out into an applause?
That happened as recently as just a month ago.
Yeah.
And it's a great feeling to be there and to applaud.
And to tell someone thank you for your service.
Thank you for doing it. In fact, I think thank you is one of the most moving, these are two of the most moving two words one can utter.
You know, folks, today, as we go to a break, today when you're, as you're celebrating, as you're going about your life and as you're cooking out in the barbecue and boating and visiting and whatever else you do, whenever everyone's together, whoever's sort of in charge, or even if you're not in charge, just say, you know what, let's take a moment and think about what today is all about. The reason we have the ability to commemorate these people, to celebrate this day, to live here and be as we want to be, is because of those on whose broad shoulders we stand, those who've gone before, those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. 10 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Dr. Gene Grisman. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're celebrating Memorial Day. That's right. We're celebrating because we can, because that's what we do here in America. And we have the ability to celebrate today, this life that we have, this peaceful life, the liberty that we enjoy. We have that. We can celebrate that because of the people that we commemorate today on this Memorial Day. And we're very happy to be doing all of that with our good friend, Dr. Gene Grisman, the author of Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. It's outstanding, ladies and gentlemen, as well as all the other things that Gene has done. Gene, we need your website, please.
It's presidentlincoln.com, www.presidentlincoln.com.
They can find out more about your books and all the other things that you do there, and the ability to engage you to portray Lincoln at a function for them.
That's right. In fact, they can see streaming video, and also if they'll send an email through the website and tell me they heard me, I'll send a complimentary issue of the Achievement Digest.
Ooh, I like that. So check that out, folks. Just tell them you heard about it on Jim's show. Hey, Gene, I mentioned this a little bit earlier when I introduced you. But we haven't talked about this an awful lot in the past, but a lot of people don't know that, may not know, that you are a veteran of the television industry.
Yes, I had my own show on Ted Turner Superstation TBS for over a decade called Up Close Interviewing Celebrities. And I just mentioned to you, as a result of that, I'm a member of the Television Academy and vote on the Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently was reviewing a nomination that's up for this year. It's a biography of Rodney Dangerfield, the great comic I'm sure you know.
Of course, Rodney, yeah, right.
In fact, Jack Benny said that he created the greatest hook in comedy. Ain't got no respect. No respect.
No respect. I don't get no respect at all.
And the reason I'm saying that at this juncture is that if you think about it, respect is what everybody wants, and no respect is what everybody doesn't want.
Right.
And this day is a day of showing respect
mm-hmm.
to the people who said, I'll do this for my country, and their families, and their friends. And so that this is giving respect. But I love Rodney Dangerfield. I mean, you know, in fact, we were talking off air. Rodney tells one of his jokes. He said, "When I was born, the doctor looked at me and slapped my mother." Don't get no respect.
I know. He was funny, but you know, you're right. The interesting thing about respect is that a lot of everybody wants it, but not everybody's good at giving it. Have you noticed that?
Sometimes people will give a compliment and do it in such a way that it's disrespectful. Have you ever thought about that?
Exactly.
It's patronizing.
Exactly. But the thing is that you know, folks, if you want respect, you know, you should learn how to give it too.
You brought up a very good point that before you pay a compliment to someone, you should do some forward thinking about, if I say it this way, will it come out well? In fact, let me give a practical tip for the listeners. Years ago, I read an article about Ben Feldman, the greatest insurance salesman of all time, and read that Ben Feldman created power phrases because he learned that the difference between selling and not selling was often one word or two words in how you closed or how you presented it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I created a file folder that I still keep active, and it's called How to Say It. And whenever I hear somebody or read something that is well said, I write it down, put it in the folder,
mm-hmm.
and gradually make it a part of my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
So I would urge your listeners to learn how to say it and make it a systematic study, because the difference between making a person feel respected and not respected or disrespected is often one word.
And let's make sure today, as we've been saying now this whole hour, as we're going to talk about in the next hour, let's make sure that as we go through our day today, as we enjoy peace and tranquility and barbecue, that we pay a little respect to those on whose broad shoulders we stand. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job today.
I'm glad to be with you.
Dr. Gene Griceman, ladies and gentlemen. PresidentLincoln.com is the website. You got to check it out. Whatever Gene does is outstanding. And his book, Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, is the best I've ever seen. So check it out when you get a chance, folks. And I got to go for this hour, but I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.